Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips. Like
it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Talking to your parents about their money can be tough. Especially if your parents are like mine and they're pretty independent. But since we're only a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving, I thought it would be a great idea to help you get prepared to talk with your parents about their finances, especially if it's likely that you're going to be the one in the family who's going to be taking care of them. Let's face it. You don't want to sound greedy or intrusive, but you also don't want to get blindsided. Well, thanks to one of my listeners, I've put together a great show today to help you get that conversation started when it comes to talking to your parents about their money and their situation going forward. Good morning. This is Protect Your Assets, and I'm David Hollander. And yes, the sun is trying to come out. It's, after all, daylight savings tonight, so don't forget, some point before you go to bed, set your clocks, because tomorrow will be a new day and time, and the sun will be coming out sooner than later, but it will be getting darker earlier, obviously, so anyways, let's make a note, all right? People around here, they call me the Sandman, you hear the jingle, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. If you have older parents, you may be wondering if they are going to be okay, not only financially, but also if something happens to them. We're talking about an Alzheimer's or dementia or even a physical ailment that just comes on all of a sudden out of nowhere. We know how that works. But how do you ask questions that don't seem like you're being intrusive or that make it feel awkward or like you're being greedy when you're really not? I don't know why this topic just feels tough. It just doesn't need to be. So it's important to have an open dialogue about money and estate planning in advance with your folks. Otherwise, you're going to spend many wasted hours trying to help your parent when it happens. And statistically, if your folks are together, it's not when, it's just a matter of when, okay? It's going to happen. And you're probably going to be the one dealing with it, if you know what I mean. You're probably the one in the family, right? You're the child that you're responsible for your brothers and your sisters and your parents, and you're just that person. I understand. So this can be avoided just by having the talk. And it is Thanksgiving, just a couple of weeks away. We're so close to it. Holidays get together. You know what's going to happen. You're going to have that moment. It's going to come where you're going to be there with your parent or parents, and you're going to have the opportunity. So how do you broach the subject? What question should you ask in a way where you're not going to come across as some greedy kid? Right? You just want to help. So that's today why we're doing the show. We have 7 questions on how you can ask your parents things you need to know without being obtrusive. Okay? So keep it tuned right here for the whole show as I help you arrange how you're going to breach the subject with your folks on the right time, because it's just around the corner, okay? You're only going to find it here this weekend on Protect Your Assets. Now, let's get started. What a week, again on the market. So we had a negative week this week. The last few weeks have been positive, but not this week. Dow Jones off 1.4%. S&P back into bear territory, down 3.3% for the week, off over 20% year to date. NASDAQ for the week down 5.6%. off 33%. Can I say that again? Off 33% for the year. So let me just digress there for a second. You know, a lot of people out there are saying, yeah, I'm down. I feel bad. Money's, of course, I understand that. But are you down over 33% or more? And if so, why? Realize that a lot of people out there are down 33% or more right now year to date. Okay, I'm just making a statement. MSCI EAFE down 25.9%. That's the International Stock Index. The bond market off 15.7% year to date. That's the bond market, right? Oil's up 23%. So what happened this past week that essentially rocked the rally that was coming? And remember, I've been talking about this. It was, I think it was due to the election. It's next week, as you know. Hope you all get out and vote, please. Cast your ballot, vote. If you don't like what's happening, then vote. Stop complaining. Get out there and vote. So I think that's behind us now. The market's now reacting to the Fed once again. And this past week, we saw three events that really determine what's going on in the market and why you saw what's going on this week, which was down. So what were they? Well, first, we had Wednesday, Chairman Powell speak as a result of the FOMC meeting to talk about what they're doing with interest rates. Then we had the jobs report on Friday, which again is a signal of what the Fed may do because of jobs. And then we also had a manufacturing index come out on Thursday, which talks about what businesses are doing. So all those things were important this past week. And I'll just break it down in terms of what happened. So first was the Fed decision. That was clearly the biggest thing we saw all week. And if you look at it as a guide to what the future means, I'm going to say this. Overall, again, this is my 30,000-foot view, I think we are closer to the end of this Fed raising rates than the beginning. And you may say, well, Dave, it's November. They started this back in January. Are you saying that this could be another 10 months? Because that is less than 11. Yeah, it's possible. All right, there's your answer there. So as you heard, they raise rates 0.75%, 0.75%. And I'm going to say this. I think as a result of hearing what he had to say, that that was a dovish scenario, meaning it's not as hawkish, not as extreme as maybe you've been hearing from other people. Why am I saying that? Well, because he said that in the future, meaning December, which is the next meeting, they're going to raise 50 basis points. And I don't know about you, but it's simple math. Is 50 less than 75? Yes. Is that positive or negative in terms of what's going on? Well, I see it as a positive, even though it's telling us what it is. It's slightly positive. So that's why I'm changing my opinion that that was a dovish meeting overall. And that even though he went on to talk as, again, you know, you ask him questions, he starts talking, and then the market reacts in a negative way because, you know, I'm going to be sufficiently restrictive. What the heck does that mean, bro? Right? Tell me what's going on here. Well, bottom line, I don't think that meeting was a bearish game changer because it returns us to where we were just 3 weeks ago. With the Fed still hiking rates, no hope of a near-term pivot, but it eliminated any potential for any kind of sustainable rally that you all have been hoping for as a result of the elections that are coming next week. So I'm going to tell you to continue to be defensive. Hopefully you own low vol stock. Hopefully you have value. Hopefully you're in defensives. Okay, and you want to maintain your exposure. Now, does that mean you get out of growth 100%? No, you can't because you never know when that cycle is going to change. But you should have been allocating your portfolio like we've been pretty much talking about all year. So the question of whether the S&P continues to go lower and test the lows we saw 3 weeks ago, which remember was around 35, low 3500s, and I've been calling 32 to 3400 as a low. It's going to depend on the Treasury and what happens with yields. If this shorter-term yield curve continues to go higher, meaning they're paying more interest on the, you know, 1.5, 2-year notes that are out there, then that's bad for stocks. So we could get back there again, like I've been saying. But remember, the keys to the bottom, the three keys to the bottom are still not there. And those are, we got to see inflation peak. We're seeing signs of it. It's coming, but it's not there yet. We need to see the Fed actually turn around. And we've got to see some kind of result in this Ukraine deal. I mean, that's the way that it goes. Those are the three keys. Now, what does that mean for you going forward? Well, I think despite the volatility we just saw this past week, that we are closer to the end of the Fed rate hikes than we are at the beginning. And markets right now and the Fed are saying that we're looking at a 5% to a 5.3% range on the terminal rate. Now, remember, a few weeks ago it was around 4. Now they're saying it's 5 to 5.3. So for those of you borrowing money, looking at money, refinancing your loans, like all the stuff's coming up, unfortunately, you're going to probably be paying more money. So that means that you should probably take a shorter term loan if you're refining. You know, go for a year and then see where we are a year from now and then refi again. Hopefully rates have started to change and go the other way, and that'll be better for you. So while the Fed is not talking about pausing right now, they are looking at the economic data that's showing signs of slowing down. I've talked about that over the past few weeks. One of those happened this week when we had the October manufacturing index, which was favorable overall because it was showing that the supply chain pressure is easing. We also saw a drop in productivity. And that's good. That means that inflation's starting to go the other direction. That's what we're looking for. Now, I know the jobs number, that a lot of people are talking about the jobs number. That was a pretty big deal, but it did slightly move to the favor of, again, the Fed's working. It's helping. Again, nothing big here. These are not big items, and that's why you're not seeing the market really move. Some people say, well, why did it move so much on Friday? Because of the job. No, it really wasn't because of that. So I'm going to tell you, volatility is going to continue. It's really not going anywhere for a while. I think we're going to see more lows before highs. I think we're getting close to the final leg of the Fed raising rates. And the good news for you is that the period after the last Fed rate tends to be positive overall for the markets. And again, I'm looking at history. History says in the 12 months after the final Fed rate hike, which again, we don't know when and where that's going to happen, but we're getting closer. The S&P on average was up, get this, over 15%. But keep in mind that with markets already in bear market territory right now, some, if not most, of the weakness could be in these prices. So until we see some sort of capitulation or something going on, you know, use any sort of a rally to rebalance into the areas that I've been talking about. Coming up next, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Your parents are going to show up at your house. How do you have the conversation that'll literally save you 3 years of pain and agony and potentially $100,000 or more in attorney fees? Stick around to find out what you need to know. You're listening to Protect Your Assets. With me, David Hollander, I am the Sandman. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And we all want a little peace of mind, don't we? Well, if you have older parents, you may be wondering if they're going to be okay. And if they have all their documents in order. And since Thanksgiving is just a couple weeks away, I thought today would be a great time to get prepared to talk to your folks about what is going on with them if something were to happen in the future. And you're the one who has to deal with it. Because let's face it, it's going to come, and you better be ready. So what kind of questions can you ask So you don't seem like you're greedy or intrusive or it's awkward. Today we have 7 questions on how to ask your parents about their finances and legal situation. So if you would, now would be a great time to pull out a piece of paper and start taking some notes or break out your iPad and just start typing, because here we go. The first question that opens the conversation. Again, you can modify these to you know, your situation. Feel free. But after talking to literally thousands of folks in this category, I'm going to call them seniors, 65 years and older. You're technically a senior in California. I find that most of the people that run into this situation are dealing with parents in their 70s and 80s and sometimes 90s, but, you know, later 70s, let's face it, the dementia, the Alzheimer's, it starts to come on, start to see it in little ways. And, you know, you as a child just want to make sure your parents okay. And they get it. They understand it. And just understand that that's the way this is going to happen. But it's so much better if you're prepared up front for what's coming your direction. And today I'm just trying to give you some ideas about how to deal with this. All right? Now, first question you could ask is, so, you know, Mom and Dad, I understand that, you know, there's me, there's my sister, my brother Johnny. We're three, kind of concerned. You know, if your brothers and sisters are around with you, maybe you guys get together and you sit down with your folks, you know, again, over Thanksgiving weekend, just don't make it awkward. Just say, we just got some questions. We'd like to talk to you about these sort of things. And if it's just you, and the first thing you could say is, you know, am I your trustee or executor if something were to happen to you? It's an interesting question, right? Am I the trustee or the executor if something were to happen to you? The answer is yes. Then, oh, okay, well, where do you keep a copy of your will and or trust? It's important that you know if you're being asked to perform a role in an estate plan. What does it mean? Well, many of our clients have wills and trusts that name their kids as administrators. Now, if it's a will, if all they have is a will, and then you're next in line, you're known as the executor. If there's a trust and you're next in line, you're known as the successor trustee. They're different terms. So just get familiar with the language, because then as you talk to your parents about it, you sound a little bit more knowledgeable, and then they say, oh, okay. Particularly if you back it up with some facts. Ready for this? Because this is what you're going to be required to know and do. So first and foremost, you know, your goal in this conversation is to find out where your parents keep their will and or estate planning documents. Now, if they're somewhat hesitant about telling you about that because they're maybe concerned that you're going to go look and see how much you get, which is, again, where they're coming from, and you don't want to go there, just ask, well, what's the name of the attorney that drafted this? And again, you say, I just want to know that because if something happens to you, I want to know who I'm supposed to call to get a copy of the latest version of what you did. Because most estate planning attorneys, like us, because remember, we are attorneys. We do this legal type of work. We're required to keep copies of what we do. Now, usually in the fee agreement, it will disclose if for how long you're going to keep it. Ours says 5 years. We usually keep them longer than that, by the way. But we have copies in a secure place where they're accessible if and when that comes up. And most attorneys do that. But there are always situations where you can't find the document or you don't know who the attorney is when the parent becomes incapacitated. And at that time, they're not in a position or a situation to help you with that. And there's many situations where your parents don't have anything. They don't have a will. They don't have a trust. They don't have a power of attorney. So what would you say in that case? Well, we don't have one. Well, Mom and Dad, I think it's a good idea you get one. Oh. And you know what, Mom and Dad? Because you want me to help you, and that's where the conversation's going, right? Offer to pay for it. You know, I'm willing to pay an attorney to do this for you. Now, realize you shouldn't be in the room when your parents meet with the attorney, because really none of your business at that point. You just know that you're the person who's stepping up to the plate when the time comes. But, you know, maybe it is an issue about money with them. Maybe they have money, and you know that they've got enough, they could pay for this. But maybe that's one of the issues. They just don't want to, they don't want to fork it over. They're used to clipping the coupons. They're used to doing it themselves. Respect that, right? If you're different, the amount of money it's going to cost you to do this work is so much less than the amount of time it's going to take, and the anxiety and the pressure and stress that you're, listen to me on this one, okay? It's not even an argument. Because this kind of stuff can take a really long time. Like if they didn't do anything and you're coming to us and you're saying, look, my mom, my dad, they're incapacitated right now. I need to step up. I need to get things done. How do we do that? I got to go to court. And right now the courts are a mess. It's 2 to 3 years in some cases just to get through them. Now we can do expedited emergency type stuff. Sometimes we can get it done in a shorter period of time, 30 days, 60 days. But just imagine your parents are sitting there with no support. They don't know what day it is. You certainly don't want to let them drive a car, right? They got to eat. They got to bathe. They got to maybe change their diaper. I mean, these things happen, guys. And do you want to deal with that? Sorry to get so real with you this morning, but this is the reality of what's going to happen, okay? Next question. Do you have any special bequests to family members and friends? What do I mean by that? I'm talking about family heirlooms, special property. Your dad could have that 1967 Corvette. It's been sitting in his garage since the day he bought it. It's dusty, but boy, is it beautiful. And you want it. But so does your brother, Ted. Or maybe your brother-in-law, Sam. Right? Three of you are going to go at it when that comes to the table, right? Well, knowing your parents' intentions. Dad, where do you want the car to go? You know, I want it to go to Sam. I'm sorry. Sorry, Davey, but it's going to Sam. Oh, man, really? Yeah, honor their request, okay? And don't make it about that. At the end of the day, right? Is it really worth it? Because having these conversations at this time will do a number of things. One, prevent fights in the future. Two, preserve your relationship with your siblings or their in-laws, right? I mean, it's so much more worth it. And I've seen these things just go so sideways over stupid nothingness. Make sure you have this. If your parents have safe deposit boxes, a lot of these folks do. Where is it? Where? What bank? What street? What's the name on the account? Right? Where are the keys? What's the code? All that kind of stuff. If they don't want to tell you that, we'll just say, okay, hey, mom and dad, can I go down there with you and just put my name on it? Look, you can tell them that if I bring a doctor's note saying you're incapacitated, then I have access to it, or you die, I have a death certificate, then I have access to it, right, just to protect them. Just put my name on it so I can get it, because I can't tell you how many safe boxes there are out there that are still out there on folks that we've had come through here over the last 30 years. That are still out there because the kids didn't know where they were. I'm not kidding. There were all these banks all over town. One client of mine went to each bank with the death certificate, everyone in town. And think about it. Some of these banks close and they merge with some other bank. And then what will happen to your box? Where is all that cash and gold? You knew who I'm talking to. So think about it. On today's episode of Protect Your Assets, I'm sharing 7 questions you need to know to help your parents and you stay out of trouble. But let me ask you a question. Twitter just laid off a bunch of people yesterday. Are you thinking about retirement? Or were you just laid off? Maybe you're counting the days. Or maybe you were just laid off. If you're trying to manage it all, don't spend another minute worrying about this stuff and trying to stay on top of it all. That's not what retirement is about. You're supposed to be enjoying retirement and creating memories. Good ones. Not worrying about it. I want you to imagine how you would feel if you didn't have to worry about any of this anymore. Here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to open up my phone line right here in the studio so you can talk to a member of my team right now and set up a 15-minute coaching call that'll be absolutely complimentary. Let's face it, a great coach can make all the difference. You know it. I know it. So pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT, to schedule your call with one of my coaches right now. 866-PROTECT. It won't cost you a single silver nickel. 866-PROTECT. Now, coming up next is time for our popular They Say segment, where they say if you have an advisor, CPA, or attorney, you're okay. Is that always the case? Find out, Mom and Dad. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. That's me. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show, Protect Your Assets, hands-free, anytime, on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. In the next few weeks, we're going to have the Thanksgiving holiday coming. So if you have parents that are older, you may be wondering if they're going to be okay financially and also if they have all the right documents in order. But how do you ask questions like that without seeming intrusive or greedy? It's a tough situation. It's awkward. So that's why today I'm helping you get prepared for that by seven questions that we've come up with on how to ask your parents about their situation without being intrusive. If you're just tuning in and missed any of this show today, as you know, we have podcasts, not only of the market segment at the top of the hour, we talk about what just happened this past week. And it was a pretty significant week in a major way with the Fed. And so I talked about that and told you what you could expect here over the next 6 to 8 months. And if you want to know more about that, then wherever you get your podcast, just type in the search glass, Protect Your Assets. And then look for the market segment. It has a headshot of me. Well, before I had gray hair. And anyway, it's a brief 5 to 7 minute clip of what just happened that week in the market and what I'm expecting here in the not too distant future. And I also threw in there some allocation. So if you want to go check it out, listen to your podcast wherever you get that. Protect Your Assets. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say. I'm talking about your parents right now. They say that they have an advisor or an attorney and maybe a CPA or all three of them and that they're doing just fine. Is that always true? I hate to say it, but not necessarily. So, if that's the response you get to some of the questions that we said earlier, then the next question you want to ask is this. So write this down. Mom and Dad, do you have a list of all of your accounts and real estate and safe deposit boxes handy? Leave it at that. Okay? Is there a list somewhere where all those things, including your cars, right? Because they may have expensive hobbies with stuff at his shop or over there at this place or, you know, that art gallery. And they mean well. They want to sell them. They're going to get a lot of money for that. But you don't know where that is. Who's got that guitar? Could be at his buddy's, you know, and it's worth 60 grand for it. I mean, seriously, these things are worth some money now. So ask your parents to put a list together of their financial assets. And then if there's a user account, you know, what is that user ID and a password? Like, where's all that kept? Hopefully in a safe spot where you know where to get it. And anyone who's designated as an executor or trustee, as I talked about earlier, should know where those things are. Now, let's talk about beneficiaries on accounts. For example, the children typically are the beneficiaries of, say, an IRA account, maybe a home. But all that information needs to be kept in a safe place. So here's what I mean. Let's say you have an IRA account and it's over at XYZ brokerage firm. And again, I'm talking about every single IRA account, not just the one that's at this place and there's one down at the bank. For every account, you should have a copy of that beneficiary designation form with your paperwork. Now, we try to make this easy by have something called a vault. So in your e-money, which is your essentially financial portfolio electronic that we have for our clients, again, this is our proprietary process that we use, we have something called a vault. And in that vault, we have a file section where you can save that particular document. So you could go check it whenever you want. And then when and if the time came, your kids could have a direction to call me or one of our people here, and we'll let them in if they can prove this and that and the other thing. Okay. And we'll help them do that. But anyway, I'm just saying, these are safeguards you can have in place, but you're responsible for this, not your kids, okay? So kids, tell your folks, hey, if you want me to help you pay the bill, then you need to make it easy for me. I'm gonna have to go get an attorney. We have to go to court. The banks don't help at all with this stuff. Like, you literally have to walk in there with the right stuff or they tell you to pound sand. It's really that simple. So if your parents have a financial advisor, a CPA, or an attorney, ask them who those people are and what's the contact information. And again, they don't want to give that to you. Well, please keep that with the information where this list is so we know who to contact for help. Because I see this just about monthly. One of our clients gives their adult children a sealed envelope. And in that, it lists all the accounts that it's only to be opened in an emergency. Okay? That's one way to do it. But again, the way that we recommend you do it is you have an e-money. It's electronic. It's protected. It's got encryption and all that kind of stuff. And literally, you just tell your advisor, hey, if my kids come to you and they show there's a letter from a doctor saying I'm incapacitated, I can't make decisions, you try and reach me and you can't reach me or talk to me or even come over to my house, which I do all the time. I'll just go to their house and see if they're okay and talk to them. And you may not be okay. In that case, then we're going to let your kids, if they have the right paperwork, get access to the folders and point them in the right direction and help them cross the finish line. Next question. This is more of an observation than a question, all right? And this is your responsibility. So let me back up and just think about how you may want to approach this. But again, here's the spirit. Have you forgotten to pay bills or had trouble balancing your checkbook lately? You could think about this in a lot of ways. Maybe your mom and dad are still around. They're going to come to your house for Thanksgiving. And you hear your mom saying something to the effect, you know, dad's just not the way he used to be. In other words, he may repeat the same story over and over and over and over again when he's with you, and you notice that. That's not like him. That's just different. It's a little weird. That's not him. Or mom saying that he hasn't been balancing the checkbook at all. Or mom says there's some bills that haven't been paid. Or maybe it's just mom who's left. Maybe dad's no longer in the picture. And it's just mom. It's really your goal to be a detective in a lot of ways. You're not being sneaky. You're just making sure that they're not being abused, because elder abuse is one of the most common things that happens to seniors right now. And many times they're embarrassed to tell you about it, because let's face it, they're looking forward to being with you over the holidays, right? They don't see you very much because you're working, you have your family, you're all getting together. The last thing they want to talk about around Thanksgiving is how they forgot to pay a bill, or how something kind of awkward happened to them, or how they got ripped off. So you kind of got to be a detective around this one. I'm going to give you some just things to know about. Like, oh, you know, how is everything going? Great. Okay. You still getting your bills in the mail? Yeah. Well, you know, I heard about this new process. You can do it online. Get them auto paid directly from your bank. Oh, really? Yeah. You know what? I'll be happy to come over and help you do that. Really? Okay. Or you have your grandkids are the best. They're like these little spies, right? Little assassins. Hey, you could sit down with your daughter and say, you know what? Grammy's coming over. I want you to be part of this conversation because I'm worried about her. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to throw you the pat. You can follow me. I'm going to do this play and you're going to say, yeah, Grammy, I'll come over and help you do that. And you know what? You're going to do it or you're not getting your allowance. You follow me? Yes. You have to resort to this kind of stuff, folks. I know. There's so much to stay on top of financially. There is. You may think your portfolio is safe and designed just for you. But is it really? The truth is, it doesn't have to be complex or confusing, because with a simple phone call, you can know if you're on the right track. Now, I think about Tom and Karen. Remember, it was just about a year ago when all of our accounts were so high, right? Tom happened to own one particular stock because he worked there for all those years. And the stock was trading around $900 a share. And today, it's down 40% from where it was. He had all of his ire in it. So he came in with Karen because Karen picked up the phone. His goal was to retire this September. And she was worried because they went through 08 together and she didn't want to see that happen again. So she picked up the phone. She called us. She said, I'd like to take advantage of your proprietary process. I want to walk through that whole thing and see what it looks like. So we did that. We went through the whole process, the plan, the portfolio MRI strategy using Riskalyze. And we saw that his risk level was super high, and we saw what could happen if what's happening right now happened again. And she said, no way, that's too much. We're retiring in September, right? Yes. So they made some changes. And guess what? Even though 2022 happened, Tom and Karen right now, well, they're traveling. They're doing exactly what they wanted to do. He retired in September. Everything's just fine. But had they not done this, they would have lost over $1 million in their portfolio. He'd still be at work. It was just a phone call. So let me ask you the question again. Is your portfolio right now, is your money aligned to your future dreams? It never hurts to get a second opinion. Think about it. If you're in your 50s, you will probably live another 30 years. Don't you think spending an hour is worth 30 years of confidence? Of course. Well, we have some of the best coffee in the Bay Area. I'll say it again. Best coffee in the Bay Area. We have free parking. We have friendly staff to greet you when you arrive. And best of all, we have several convenient locations right here in the Bay Area. So give me a call right now to find out how we can show you the next step to a safe and secure retirement by calling this number, 866-PROTECT, 866-PROTECT. What are you waiting for? 866-PROTECT. It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, find out how you could get into trouble if you're the successor power of attorney for your parents. All coming up next. Stick around.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Gotta let it roll there. This is my daughter's new song, Jacqueline Hollander. You can find it on Spotify. Just type in Green Street. And you will be able to hear her new song. I'm very proud of her. Congratulations. Sounds great. Good job. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And this morning we're talking about what you should do if you have a question about your parents' situation before it's too late. How do you broach the subject without seeming intrusive or greedy or just making it awkward? Lots of ways to come at this and get what you need and make sure your parents are protected. So if you have older parents, you may be wondering if they're going to be okay financially, if they have all their documents in order, and you may want to know, how do you breach the subject without sounding awkward? Thanksgiving's a couple weeks away, and the opportunity is going to come up. So this morning, we've been covering some questions, some situations you can get into to find out what you need to know without making it awkward. Because after all, if you're that kid, you're the one who's going to be dealing with it. You want to be in a situation to help them in a way that's not too intrusive on your lifestyle. Because let's face it, you want to help. That's the kind of person you are, and you will take that on. But if you're not prepared or they're not prepared, this could be really, really messy and end up having you have a lot of regret. And we don't want that to happen. So the last question you want to ask, however you want to position that, is mom or dad, who's your financial power of attorney? It's a good question, isn't it? And if the answer comes back, well, you are Johnny or Sally. Oh. Or they may say, well, I'm not sure. What is that? What is that? And then that's even worse, okay? It means they don't have a document and they don't know what it's about. So I'm going to start out by saying this. This document, the financial power of attorney, in my opinion, is probably one of the most important living documents. Notice I say living. While your parents are still alive. Because once they pass away, it has no power whatsoever unless it's a health care. I'm not going to go down that road. We're talking about financial right now. So if they're alive, they need a financial power of attorney. Why? Well, because one of them, or if they're by themselves, them, could become incapacitated. They wake up one morning, they don't know what's going on. You're going to be the person who's going to make those financial decisions. The banks won't talk to you unless you have this power. It can be what's called a springing power of attorney, which means that once your parents become incapacitated, you step in their shoes. So they're not worried about, you know, you doing anything while they're still independent and they're still driving around and doing what they need to do. The statistics are alarming. Most people do not have this document. So we as attorneys, we can draft these, we can do these for you. And I would recommend if your parents don't have it, you offer to pay for it and get it done. All right, just do that. It's a great first step to make sure they're in a better position. So are you. You know, one of the most important considerations when investing your retirement accounts, figuring out how much income you need in retirement. How will that be done? Our mission here is to help you figure that out. That's what we do. How would it feel to know that your retirement's going to be okay, that you know where the money's going to come from each and every month once you retire? Well, to find that out, call us right now, 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone and dial 866-PROTECT by talking to a member of my team and finding out where you are financially right now if you're thinking about retiring. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team. Raph, Kevin, Adrian, Cam, Phil, because without my helpers, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. KMBR and Liberty are not affiliated. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.